Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am super excited that you join me today for Questions with the Queen, episode number 65. I have been kind of off of social media for the summer, so I have been doing shows sporadically, but I am back now. It is September, and I am ready to finish out this year. We've got about 3.5 months left, 2016, and I'm going to do some amazing things, and I hope that you're going to join me as well. So I am excited as we are here, and we're going to answer a question from the fans this week. It was a loaded question today, so I am going to do my best to give you as much as I possibly can. The person asked me, success in business, what have you learned? And it would take me literally probably days to tell you everything that I've learned, you guys, but I've noticed something about me. I've made a huge shift in the last couple of months, especially this summer, just looking at things and looking at how things are going and what I want to see in the future and whatnot. And I've realized a couple of, I'm going to say 6 points that I've noticed about business and just really how you need to get ahead. And these are things that, based upon Cheryl Jones, I'll just say it like that, you've got to really decide what's important for you. So tip number one out of my 6 tips, number one is decide. And what I mean by decide is you really have got to decide if you want to run a business or not, because there are so many other things that you could do besides run a business, and I'm just being quite honest with you, that it would probably be easy. Easier, I will say that. Not necessarily always easy, but easier than running a business. I will definitely agree with that. So number one, you've got to decide. And you've got to decide how you want it to go. Do you want a business that is booming and you're serving hundreds or maybe thousands of people and you really see a vision for being just a global sensation? Or do you want a business to just take care of your needs? Do you want a business to, you know, just have enough money so you don't have to go back to work? Or just you have to decide, you guys. And I will be the first to tell you, business is great on what ever level that you want it. But decide right now what you see in your future, because that will help you go further and further and further. Number two is it's nobody's fault or nobody can save you. I really have to say that because I see so many people, and I'm just being honest and upfront today, just giving you some knowledge from my heart that will really help you. I see so many people trying to emulate and trying to copy other people. Business is not a copycat. Now, I will tell you, there are 1,000,001 coaches out there, and I will be the first to say that I also find myself coaching people all the time because I love to share with others. But here's what I know. When you decide without a shadow of a doubt that you are going to run a business and be successful, you've got to know that it's your job to make it work. Nobody else can be at fault if it doesn't work or if it doesn't grow like you want it to. It's your job to make it work and nobody else's job. Number three is share what you want to provide to others. You see, I tell people this all the time. You could be, oh my goodness, you could be thebomb.com. But you know what? If you are thebomb.com and you never tell anyone, you will be blowing up by yourself. Ooh, I hope you heard that. So you have to share your vision, your product, your services. You've got to share, definitely. Number four tip for you is be willing to be flexible. I will say that because sometimes you have to change some things. And when you have to change some things, be willing to let go of some other things in order for some things to work out in your future. So you got to be flexible at all times. The number five tip for you is to get good counsel. Good advice, okay? And the way that you determine that it's good advice, because here's the deal. People may tell you to, you know, do X, Y, and Z. Everybody's doing X, Y, and Z. Well, that may not fit for you guys, and it may not fit for what you want and what you have going on in your life. So do what works for you, but you've got to know without a shadow of a doubt that you can make this thing work. So just know without a shadow of a doubt that this is possible, and you will definitely inherit some good advice if you just keep asking. You just keep asking. You just keep looking for someone. Because coaches, like I said, are a dime a dozen. And here is what I need to tell you. Coaches are indeed a dime a dozen, but you have got to, without a shadow of a doubt, goodness, you've got to, out of shadow of a doubt, continue to ask people and continue to know that you're getting great advice, you know? I want you to know that without any hesitation that there are some people that are out there that can help you. I want you to know that without a shadow of a doubt. But here's what I also want you to know. You've got to know that there are a lot of people out there, too, that can't help you. So I need to say that because there's so many people selling so many things. Some things can help you, some things cannot. And you've got to know what you want, what you need at all times so you can know who is there to help you and who is not there to help you. So I just want you to know that without a shadow of a doubt. So that is tip number 5. And tip number 6 is if you've determined that you are going to be a business owner, you have got to, without a shadow of a doubt, keep going and never give up. Never, ever give up. Because here's the deal, and it's very similar to step number 4. Sometimes you have to be flexible and change some things. Sometimes you, what you thought was a million-dollar business is not a million-dollar business. Or the climate could have changed, and it's not a million-dollar business anymore. It may have started out that way, but now with all the things that have changed in the field and whatnot, I'm in that current situation right now. My million-dollar business is no longer a million-dollar business. It's not set up that way anymore. State rules and regs have changed, so that's not going to be possible for me anymore to do that. But what's next for Cheryl Jones? Cheryl Jones has a book that I want to put into the hands of a million people, you guys. I really am passionate about sharing because of him with a million people and putting it into their hands so they can love and know and really get the lessons that I've learned from that book. So you've got to many times change up your business model, your business. What you thought was going to be next may not necessarily be next. What you thought was going to be great may not necessarily be great anymore. You have got to know without a shadow of a doubt that it's okay. It's okay to make some changes. It's okay to go through some things. It's okay to know that, okay, I need to do X, Y, and Z in order to get, you know, get this business to where I want it to be. But you need to know without a shadow of a doubt that it's my job to make my business work. No one else can really, really, really have that job but you, because it's your job, it's your business, it's your, you know, future, it's your everything. So when you figure out what you want for your business, you have to get very, very clear is the word I need to use. Yeah, just get clear about what you want and how it's going to show up. And I tell you, a made-up mind can move mountains. But here's the deal, and I hope you hear me. When your mind is not made up and you're being taken from, you know, floor to floor, from idea to idea because you're listening to too many people, you may be getting coaching from 2 or 3 different coaches, that's probably not going to work. And I'll just be honest and upfront with you. Sometimes we have too many things going on in our life, and we need to just sit back and just figure out, okay, what am I all about? What do I need to put out in the universe? What is my message? What is my outcome? What do I want to leave this earth with? One of the things that I've done is I studied Dr. Leo Biscaglia, and he was all about love. And if I could say that I would want to do anything in life, it would be that advocate, that mentor, that poster board about love. and how love can change your life and love can change the hearts of so many other people. But here's the deal. You've got to know without a shadow of a doubt that, okay, I'm all about love, and what does that look like for other people? Because, yeah, you can be about love all day long, but are people going to, you know, are companies going to pay for you to come in and talk about love? Probably not. Are companies going to pay for you to come in and talk about motivation? Probably not. Companies need to directly tie things to their bottom line. So when you know that, you can craft a special message for them. You can craft your audience to get something out of each and everything that you say. I have the pleasure of working with a coaching client starting tomorrow on Thursday, and she met me at a speaking event. Now, I was looking for corporate speaking engagements. I didn't know that God was going to bring me a coaching client. So many times we've got to be ready to never, ever, ever give up. And what that means is be flexible. You know, it may not come the way you think it's going to come. It may come a totally different way. But those are the top six things that I would say for any business owner. My top six tips, definitely. Decide that you, number one, want to be in business. Decide that you will take the helm. That's tip number two. It's nobody's fault whether you win or lose. It is your job to make it work. Decide. Number three is share your vision, your products, and your services. Number four is be willing to be flexible. And number five is get good advice. Oh, my goodness, good advice. Just get good advice. And number six is never, ever give up. This has been Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, with Questions with the Queen, episode number 65. I hope you have been blessed from this episode. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.